Anne from Olympia has been waiting. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. I have a question about essential tremor. I have a tremor in my hands and head. I'm in my mid-50s, mm-hmm. and my voice a little bit when I sing. And I've been told by my doctor to take primidone, or if not that, then propranolol, about 20 milligrams.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm interested in knowing is, are there some natural things that I could try instead? And the second thing is, should I go to a neurologist or an internist to manage this?
You know, I would say your primary care doc would probably be the first step. But there are quite a number of things you can do in the naturopathic realm. And because there are so many things that might be helpful, I would give you a couple of things that are probably the most powerful that I've noted. One that I've witnessed with other patients having a dramatic effect is lithium. And Dr. Wright has talked on the radio show before, I know, about lithium's ability to knit the neurons back together. And I think that's probably what's behind some of the symptoms of essential tremor. There's a lot of different theories behind it, but lithium orotate is one of those things you could take, you know, 10 milligrams 2-3 times a day and see if that could make a difference. The other product I often reach for here is resveratrol. And we've had a couple of people come in to the dispensary and raving about resveratrol. Normal dose on that is about 400 milligrams 3 times a day. And you want to get a product that has some standardized form of trans resveratrol, and that seems to be a better, you know, way of dealing with this. So those things are very helpful. I've also used high dose B12, and also the amino acid called taurine, which it seems to be quite helpful for all kinds of neurologic problems.
What was the last item?
Taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E.
T-A-U?
Yes, T like Tom.
And how much of that is, and is that a supplement?
Yes, that's a natural a supplement. It's 1,000 milligrams twice a day. And of course, because it's an amino acid, you want to take that away from other proteins. Otherwise, it gets lost in the mix. So,
What would be a high dose of B12?
You know, I've used B12 lozenges or even injectable several milligrams per day. Normally in a multi, the B12 levels are quite low, but B12 is one of those things that it can have dramatic effect on neuropathies, neuralgias, tremors. The difficulty behind B12 is it's one of the hardest vitamins to absorb. We actually need a separate hormone in our stomachs to absorb it. So sometimes we have to resort to the injectable form. But the sublingual lozenges would be a good way to start. And I would at least try, you know, 1 milligram 2-3 times a day and see if you can get some help with that.
Okay. So when you say a few times a day, would that be 3 or 4?
Well, I would think 2 to 3.
Okay.
Are you talking about the B12?
And with the lithium, the 10 milligrams a few times a day, is that 2 to 3 times a day?
Yes. Yeah, I probably wouldn't go over, you know, 50, 60, but it definitely, you know, 20 to 30 milligrams is entirely safe. So,
And with the, where would I find a sublingual lozenge for B12? Is that common?
Yeah, they're pretty common. We have it at the dispensary. You know, if you can find a methyl B12, that would be even better. I would say most health food stores carry it.
Do I need to take it with something in particular? Because I thought you said something about it needed help to do its job?
Well, you know, if people show low B12, or let's say they have very low vitamin D levels, or maybe low iron or low minerals, these are all signs of low stomach acid. And oftentimes we'll check people's stomach acid production in the clinic to see how much they're making. And it's one of those things that goes down as we age. And of course, a lot of disorders of aging are related to these problems with malabsorption. So if we're not absorbing our nutrients, we could have the best diet in the world, but we're not receiving it. It's not getting in. So that's one of the things we have to screen for.
So I take ranitidine, 1 300-milligram tablet in the morning, and that's the only drug I take. Would that be a problem with any of these items you mentioned?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a medication designed to block your stomach acid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dr. Wright wrote this fantastic book on why stomach acid is good for you, it's called. And, you know, I would say about 50% of the people coming into the clinic who have heartburn or reflux or, you know, signs of too much acid, they're actually low in stomach acid. Now, doesn't mean that you can just jump into taking hydrochloric acid with each meal. You may have to repair the stomach lining or the esophagus or, you know, the upper part of the small intestine first, but ultimately, you're going to need more stomach acid. So by blocking the stomach acid production, you know, and people stay on these medications for decades sometimes, and basically you're limiting your ability to absorb various nutrients, you know, including the ones I mentioned, the B12, the minerals, vitamin D. These are all critical to your health.
Well, I was prescribed it because I have reflux symptoms. Mm-hmm. I have a little trouble breathing and a little trouble swallowing if I don't take it.
Well, I would say you need a physician who can help you figure out what's behind that. You know, sometimes it is lack of stomach acid or pancreatic enzymes. Maybe it's a food sensitivity. Rather than being reliant on something that isn't really helping, let's treat the cause.
So if I'm taking the ranitidine, I shouldn't take any of these items you mentioned?
Well, no, I would say it's still worthwhile taking. And if you're taking the ranitidine before bed to block the reflux, then, you know, at least you have the rest of the day to take these other nutrients. But as long as you understand the medication is blocking absorption. It's not only blocking acid production, but it's blocking absorption.
Okay. All right. Is there a natural, I know you said I need to get tested, but if there is not low stomach acid for some reason, if things are okay, then I go back to these options you mentioned?
Yes, I would say, you know, you can still, you know, and I guess the reason I'm mentioning this is because the essential tremor may be due to the ranitidine. You know, it could be a side effect from that because it's blocking absorption of the nutrients that are really hard to absorb while you're taking that. So, you know, if you're dependent on it, then I would take these other nutrients away from the medication. And hopefully you can absorb some of that. But like I say, you know, some people need to switch to an injectable form of B12 or other B vitamins. You know, we'd be able to figure out what you might be low in if you were to come into the clinic. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. And do you, just as a follow-up, I will follow up on that, but just for curiosity's sake, the two drugs I mentioned, are they harmful at the 20 milligram level, or are there bad side effects, or not side effects, but outcomes that you're aware of with those? I know they're not preferable.
You mean the ranitidine and What was the other one?
The primidone and the propranolol.
Oh, you know, those are more like nerve blocks. So they're trying to sort of sedate the nerves rather than treating the cause again. And over time, it's not going to do a whole lot. You know, it's not, and I don't know if you're getting any side effects with taking that, if you're feeling lethargic or fatigued at all. But over time, you know, any medication is typically trying to block a certain symptom that is there for a reason. I mean, it's telling you that your body is reacting to something that is missing or not functioning like it should and needs support. So that's the difference between our different types of medicine. And typically to deal with the tremor or the reflux, you know, you have to take these medications forever, the rest of your life. Otherwise, it just gets worse because the underlying cause isn't being addressed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate this. Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, glad to work that out for you. So let us know if we can be of help. And thanks for your call, Ann.
Okay.